Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, assignment in Rio.
The burning question was, who had drugged the cocktail? First suspect was Paquita Riffio, our exotic fashion model. She was the last caller at my hotel suite on that rather busy afternoon. She'd been there offering to sell me the information we so desperately needed, the whereabouts of her former husband, the blonde flyer. But then, shortly before her, there'd been two other callers, the fair, aloof Helena Jansen and our French-Italian dancer, Faye Carelli. Which one of them? Sir Giles Davenport and I had a light snack out on the balcony. We sat back there, looking out on the shimmering lights of Rio. We still hadn't arrived at any answer.
Look at it down below, Carson. Must be some of the speediest traffic in the world.
Yeah, without a doubt, Sir Giles. Big city, Rio.
Wonderful city. But to get back to it, who tampered with your cocktail?
I can't imagine any one of those dear creatures.
You might have done it yourself, of course.
Me, Sir Giles?
Indeed. I recall you telling me that among the fabulous pipes you carry about, you have one with knockout drops concealed in a false bowl. In fact, you showed me the juicy thing.
Never been guilty of self-inflicted wounds, huh?
I don't know about that either.
How so?
Well, in a few days you've inflicted these three women upon yourself, and look what happened.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And it must be one of them.
Well, best we can do is go through them one by one again. Faye Carelli. Imagine her?
Candidly, no. Divine soul like that, it seems impossible. Besides, any reason why she should?
Nothing definite.
But something, Carson? Come along.
She was very curious to know who my business contact was to be. The one for whom the cocktail mixed.
Well, hardly a motive. But strange minds to some women. She could well have dropped something into the cocktail.
Oh, yes. The top was off the shaker. And nothing was poured from it after I gave Fair glass when she was at daggers drawn with Helena Jansen.
This Miss Jansen could be suspected. After all, Carson, it was at that antique shop of hers that you nearly collected an arrow from some ancient crossbow.
Don't think so, sir. Madness for her to do anything so obvious. Knew nothing about it, sure.
Yet this afternoon there wasn't really any necessity for her to come up to your suite.
Perhaps not. Yet the chappie on desk below knew I was expecting someone. Said go straight up. More like a carpeted railway station, this place, than a hotel, you know, sir.
Of course, I've never met the young lady.
But you've seen her, eh?
Oh, vaguely, Carson, when I dropped into that shop of hers in the Rua de Ouvidor. Had no special reason to study her.
Striking, you know.
Oh, indeed.
One wonders what she might really be like under that brittle surface. Howsoever,
that brings us back to the senorita.
So, the soulful Paquita.
Wasn't able to set eyes on her either, Carson. But listening from the bedroom, she sounded interesting enough, old man.
Acted that way too, sir. But she'd just told me her life story. Explained in a reasonable way why she'd decided to sell the dope on her former husband's whereabouts. Rang pretty true, sir.
Reasonable enough, I suppose.
This Eric Seidel's got her so organized that her life's not her own. Wants to get back her freedom. Money the only way. This is her chance.
It could be a clever concoction all the same.
Sir Giles, I had a little interlude with Eric Seidel. We'll believe all the senorita says.
Then we've no special reason for saying it was her either.
No, feel certain.
And that gets us back to where we started from.
No, Sir Giles, we must decide now whether or not to act on Paquita's offer. One thing's becoming clearer and clearer. The agents of another power, or powers, are working right under our noses. The sooner we track down that blonde flyer, the better. Obviously, no one else has trailed him yet.
Apparently not, Carson.
Then how about we take up her offer?
At 25,000 cruzeiros?
Only £500 sterling, roughly.
Only?
Oh, beat it down to half that, perhaps. But at twice the price, worth it to us. And we have the wherewithal.
Well, that can be arranged, Carson. But we can't negotiate with her, not directly.
I'm not suggesting that, sir.
Oh?
Yeah, we'll just have to nut out some way. But soon.
What about my servant?
Angelo. Jove, yes. Yes, he could handle it, eh?
Handle some devilish problems in his time, Carson.
Imagine it. Especially after he threatened me with that knife.
This will be his chance to make up for that episode, Carson, and he's eager to do that.
Let's see now how we go about it.
You told the young woman you'd make inquiries regarding who it was who might be interested in tracking down this former husband of hers.
So, she seemed to have the idea it was me. I had to smother that as best I could. Anyway, if we decide that Angelo can meet her somewhere tomorrow, say, to discuss terms, I could phone her tonight.
Angelo's free at any time, so you can phone her as soon as you like.
We'll try it right away.
Good.
Of course, there's that little formality to be observed. Just make sure we don't start whispering into friend Seidel's ear. But let's inside. Wasn't without its perils, this move, however carefully we handled it. If Paquita Riffio was working against, and there were people working against us, and someone had drugged the cocktail, then perhaps undercover Carson would be forced out into the open. Anyway, I phoned through to her apartment, with Sir Giles standing alongside, quietly stroking his chin. It was all over in a matter of seconds.
No luck, Carson?
Afraid not, sir. Asked for Dolores, as prearranged.
Yes, yes.
Paquita answered, but just said I was on the wrong number.
Coast not clear, eh?
Seidel or someone about, obviously.
I like the way you disguised your voice, Carson.
It'll do wonders with pipe in mouth.
Jolly good. Anyway, we'll have to defer things until the morning.
Pity, though. Overnight, anything could happen. For what powers these other agents are working, we can only guess. But they're working. And they're working darn well.
Well, as long as they don't go beyond turning over private hotel suites or drugging cocktails, we won't be lost in the race. But I'd better be getting back to my apartment. Angelo will be out of his dear dark mind, worrying where I am. Care to come over, Carson? Just for the run. Short, but still...
Actually, going to El Rocco, sir.
El Rocco? Oh. Enough said.
Promised fair.
You, why not, old chap?
Well, why not you too, sir?
Oh, no, Carson, the aged fella like myself.
You said you'd like to see Faye dance, huh?
I did. Perhaps.
Then let's. Millionaire's idea of bird watching.
Thank you, Carson. First, I give Angelo a tinkle, and then we'll be off.
How much water with the Scotch, Sir Giles?
About halfway up, old chap. That'll do fine. I suppose it is safe to drink this.
Imagine so, sir.
Hate to doze off now that we are finally down here with Mademoiselle Carilli about to perform. Here's the best.
Cheers.
Cheers. Anything wrong, Carson?
Nothing special, just wondering where Faye is.
We saw her a moment ago, didn't we? Fluttering around the edge of the stage.
Sir, but wondering why she hasn't come over.
Oh, mind on her work, perhaps.
Strange, huh? Howsoever, let's drink.
Hello, what now?
Faye's act. Band getting ready.
Oh, yes, of course. Ah, Carson, here she is now. As you say, old chap, it divines.
Oh, but there is something wrong.
It seems perfection to me.
No, not the dance. From that look on her face, we might not be here.
Oh, then we'll soon attend to that.
No, don't wait, sir.
Carson.
Best we don't try to recognize her.
But why, old chap?
I can't quite work it out.
Of course, you know the way these dancers get, almost in a trance.
It wasn't like this last time I saw her.
Not better, surely, why? I've never seen the like. Supple as a kitten, by Jove.
Steady now, sir. She's spinning round towards us.
Yes, magnificent.
Steady, sir.
Oh, yes, old chap. But still...
Explain in a moment. I knew she was up to something.
Carson.
You probably didn't notice it, Sir Giles, but when she did that backflip business,
yes.
She tossed something under the drapes of the cloth on the table. But don't look down.
Well, naturally not.
I'm just edging it over with my foot. Almost alongside chair leg. Now's the chance to pick it up.
You got it.
So, message.
Careful that you read it.
Don't worry, sir.
Well, Carson?
We've got to get out of here, Sir Giles. Fast.
Any reason given?
Someone over in corner planning to start a fight with me. Let's go.
We can't leave while the young lady's still dancing.
It's a matter of have to. Come on. Tragedy to have to depart in the middle of that dancing routine. But when a message like that slipped you, always wisest to make the graceful exit if you value your good looks. Reached the dark, narrow side street outside as the second part of Faye's act came to an end.
Well, what now, Carson?
Best we get out into a main street and hail a taxi.
We owe both apologies and thanks to the young lady.
Later sometime. Let's go.
Carson, who would be wanting to start a fight, I wonder?
No idea, but when one in the offing in place like that, sooner out the better.
What now? Why stop?
Moving shadows, Sir Giles.
Oh, I see.
Closing in. Friends of the party inside, no doubt.
Makes it awkward, don't you think?
Very awkward. Looks like a fight in the offing after all. Awkward, to say the least. Faye Corelli apparently hadn't known about the reinforcements outside. One, two, three shadows closing in. Looked like a rather one-sided skirmish coming up in Operation Death Ray.